Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, Colossians chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I know it's scary. It's scary to me too, using either Randy Moss or Terrell Owens as a sermon illustration. To say nothing of using both of them as sermon illustrations, to say nothing of using both of them as positive sermon illustrations. I mean, these are the two most talented wide receivers in football. Guys, any quarterback should love to throw to. But with their former teams, both were poison in the locker room. It's all about me. Maybe you remember Randy Moss and his old coach, Mike Tice, threatening defamation lawsuits against each other. Terrell Owens calling his teammate Donovan McNabb every unmanly name that we can't possibly quote. Totally destroyed team chemistry in Minnesota and Oakland, in San Francisco, and Philadelphia. But now, here they are, playing in new uniforms, completely new men. And huge reasons why the Patriots are undefeated and the Cowboys have the best record in the NFC. And you notice that nobody in either New England or Dallas is complaining about bad team chemistry. You know how it is? You always seem to have great chemistry when you're 16-0 or 13-3. Or maybe you get to be 16-0 or 13-3 by having great chemistry. Great chemistry, like compassion, kindness, humility, meekness and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. Great chemistry, where there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free. Great chemistry. Above all, love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. How often is the church not like that? The church always had such great chemistry, St. Paul wouldn't have written our text. No, so often we see, verse 8, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth, lying to one another. What kind of chemistry is that? It's the kind of chemistry we create when it's all about me. When we slander, not for the media to hear, but only for a few carefully chosen co-conspirators. Slander a fellow student who for fieldwork requested Redeemer. Requested praise. Requested St. Paul's. It's the kind of chemistry we create when, at Gemütlichkeit, before telling a joke, we look both ways to see if there are any deaconess students nearby. The kind of chemistry we create when we have to look both ways before saying anything that isn't really truth and love. Bad chemistry. What is it that suddenly makes Randy Moss and Terrell Owens team players? In our text, Paul uses a lot of imperatives. Put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Forgive. And above all these, put on love. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Be thankful. A bunch of imperatives, it seems, never change Randy Moss or T.O. After destroying the Vikings, Moss went on and made a wreck of the Raiders. Al Davis's "just win, baby" didn't fix him. Andy Reid's "kiss and make up" didn't change T.O. Just being told to play nice doesn't make for better chemistry. So then, what does really make for the kind of chemistry that St. Paul wants for the church? Verse 9. You have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self. I don't know why putting on new uniforms suddenly transformed Randy Moss and Terrell Owens from being locker room poison to being team players. But something profound did happen when we put on our new unis. You have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, Christ is all and in all. You are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. The Lord has forgiven you. And in one body, you are called to the peace of Christ. Suddenly, you are in Christ. Christ's death is your death. The forgiveness of Jesus' cross is yours. You are forgiven for your slander and lying and sidelong whisperings. In Christ, you are chosen, holy, loved by God. And love, Paul says, verse 14, binds everything together in perfect harmony. You, with each other forgiven sinner who's probably been whispering about you. In perfect harmony, in one body, in the peace of Christ. That's great chemistry. We can't fully understand how these new uniforms so profoundly change the chemistry of the church. But we do know when we put them on, when they're put on us, really, don't we? The formula for chemistry in the church is simple. And we'll celebrate it again this Sunday. Water and the Word. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.